Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Well, we sure hope you enjoyed the Super Bowl yesterday.
What a game. Oh, it was exciting near the end there. Man.
Well, yes, you had to make it to the end because in the middle I was like yawning.
Oh, you thought it was boring after a while?
Yes, I was like, oh no, this is so low scoring and a little boring. But then it picked up.
It did. It got to be exciting near the end. The commercials, some of them were pretty good. Some of them were boring as well.
The Uber Eats one was very funny. I mean,
how many
stars can you fit into one 30-second commercial? Oh my gosh.
And the idea behind that commercial was to remember something. What? You had to forget something.
Oh.
So they had Rachel from Friends, Jennifer Aniston, forgetting Ross. It was pretty fun.
So I thought it was all about them aging and they lost their memory. I was like, what's going on?
So Misty, how come you don't remember any of this stuff?
I did not see a single commercial or a single moment of the game.
What?
How come?
Because there's only one reason I would be at a Super Bowl party.
What's that?
Well, it's not for the game, not for the commercials.
Oh, really?
Man, that was an amazing play. What a pass. Did you see that?
What play?
The touchdown? Oh, man, I can't believe you missed it.
Oh, no, I wasn't really watching.
Oh, well, which team are you rooting for?
Honestly, I don't even know what teams are playing this year.
You know this is a Super Bowl party, right?
Of course I do.
If you aren't invested in the game, why are you here?
I ain't counting touchdowns, got no interest in the score. Don't find football appealing, I think it's kind of a bore. There's really only one thing I am here for today. I have on my stretchy pants, believe me when I say I'm here for one thing today. It's the food, it's the food. I'm here for that cheese platter. Want the food, give me food. Not leave until I'm fatter. Wings and sliders and queso. Don't care about that halftime show. Ooh, those mini corn dogs, they sure look good. I love this food.
Can you move? You're blocking the jalapeno poppers.
Oh. Sorry.
I loved it, Misty. Good job. Go.
That was great.
Maybe you've had issues in the past with people thinking things that aren't correct about you. And that's kind of tough. I'll just be real with you. There's the idea of someone not quite getting you or someone not quite, I don't know, or misunderstanding you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Misty found this quote. Listen to this. Letting people be wrong about you or your situation while keeping your peace and focus is the most misunderstood power move you'll ever make.
Ooh.
Can you let them is the question.
Right. I think that's one of the biggest challenges is to think that somebody has got you wrong. And, yeah, I think that's right. It's to keep your cool is a superpower.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Absolutely.
Right.
Cause
living your life to prove him wrong is also a superpower.
Well, there's only one situation where it really, really bothers me, and I would say that rest of the time it doesn't. Uh-huh. And that is my own spouse. If she is thinking something, Becky thinks something about me that I know is 100% wrong. And it's negative. It drives me up the wall.
Yeah.
It does. I'll be real. It's not easy.
Yeah. Outside your house, though, I think about how much time I've wasted in my life trying to correct people's opinion of me. When 9 times out of 10, they're not going to think any differently. Like, you can't control what other people think about you. And I think, like, for me, trying to prove them wrong goes back to my need to control the situation. Like, I need to control this and how you are perceiving me right now.
Right.
But I can't.
Well, how about you? How do you feel about this? Is this drive you up the wall?
Yes. Are you human?
Exactly. Is there blood going through your body?
Right.
Let us know, how have you dealt with that? Are you able to let it roll off your back? Or is it just, oh, I need to prove them wrong, but I'm not that. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Pretty cool. This is something that you could do coming up for Valentine's Day. You can send a kid at St. Jude a card.
Aw.
Isn't that cool?
I love that.
I do too.
I do too.
Yeah. I have visited St. Jude Research Hospital, and I'll just say this. It's a pretty amazing place. I met kids that were going to make it, and kids that you could tell were not going to make it.
Mm.
But it's such a place of hope in that families don't have to pay.
I love that. Blessing.
Yeah. They've got some
That's
other
incredible.
Funding there. I know. I mean, the cancer treatment's very expensive, and if you don't have the best insurance or don't have insurance at all, you're in big trouble. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. So, yeah, the website is stjude.org if you want to send off that Valentine's Day card. You can. It's right there on the website. You can just fill something out.
Yeah, stjude.org. I love that.
I love that. I yeah. Love
Maybe you got off to a rough start with something. Let me explain. Well, one of my former professors teaches, he still does like media classes. And so he said, hey, my students have to reach out to someone that is doing well in their field. Do you mind if, and like do an interview, do you mind if I have a couple of my students contact you? And I was like, oh.
Wow, Misty, someone who's doing well in her
right?
field.
I was like, wow. And then I got to thinking about the class that I took with him. I think I got a C, by the way. And I think he was being gracious with that. I was a complete hot mess in that class. My friend and I sat in the front row. I mean, the man was like maybe 2 feet in front of us teaching at the podium. And my friend and I passed notes the entire class. And I remember halfway through the semester, Dr. DeMars stopped and he said, you know I can see you, right? Like, what do you think you're getting away with? I know. We are still so embarrassed to this day. So I was like, it's kind of a miracle he wouldn't ask me to do this. Because I never paid attention in his class.
He's had so many students, I'm sure he's forgotten about it.
I hope so.
I would think.
I hope
Maybe
so.
Maybe wrong.
Although I reminded him.
I asked him if he remembered that,
and he was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I do.
Oh,
I should have kept my mouth shut. Maybe he had forgotten.
Were you trying to get out of it? What were you doing here? I wouldn't have brought that up.
Never mind.
Exactly. Maybe you deal with anxiety, and it's basically because we're trying to control the future. The farther you get away from present tense, you're trying to control something. So this is cool. We had an opportunity to talk with Lauren and Michael McAfee. By the way, Lauren, maiden name is Green, and the Green family owns Hobby Lobby. Isn't that cool?
Love it. Yes.
So we had, they wrote this book called Beyond Our Control, Letting Go of Unmet Expectations, Overcome Anxiety, and Discover Intimacy with God. And this is what Michael said regarding this subject. You know, when you have something that's been torn away from you, you think that in this life, that means God's got something better for you, right? This is what he had to say. Listen to this.
I think I often misinterpret, still today, misinterpret Romans 8:28. God works all things together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. I can often misinterpret that when bad things come our way, it is because God is setting you up for something better in this life. He's setting you up for a better job. He's setting you up for a better relationship. You know, there's someone that's a better fit for you. That may be true. But it's not always true. You can't tell me saying goodbye to a son whom we love, like God will give you 2 sons later in life, or like, you know, more kids or better kids. It's like, no, but what does happen is that God does work all things together for good. And that good is the joy that he replaces with more of himself. God uses those seasons of suffering and trials. That God's purpose for us in that pain and those trials and that grief is to give us a more well-rounded faith and ultimately more of himself.
You know, it's true. I think that when you go through tough stuff, what's the reason behind it? And sometimes we don't know until we get to heaven.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because we have to let go of the notion that we will.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. We live in a fallen world that's really messed up. So there's that. And that's the whole, you know, foundation of it all. But when you go through something really difficult, you're like, okay, what? How come? How? I think ultimately, we go through difficult things and God wants us to run to him through that situation.
Mm-hmm.
To put him first and foremost through whatever's going on. That's his ultimate goal more than anything else.
Yeah.
Not that the bad thing came from him, but that's the bottom line. You know, he's talked about Romans 8:28, that God makes all things work together for the good for those who are called to his purpose. Doesn't mean he caused all things, but I love this. It's almost like the devil's got the barrel of the gun pointed at his own face and he doesn't realize it.
Right? Man.
It's like, you're trying to get God's people, somehow he can turn around for the good.
Exactly. And you think about, I mean, what's the ultimate good for you? And that would be being closer to God.
That's true.
Like, yeah. There's no way it can't not work out for you.
Exactly.
Good.
And I think about our role as a friend, as someone who loves somebody who's hurting. And it's the same thing, right? We want to go pacify. We want to find a reason to help soothe their soul, when sometimes it's just being there.
Mm-hmm.
And just trusting the Lord along with them and walking that really tough journey beside them.
Our Love Your Neighbor promotion. This is where you call in and let us know about a unsung hero, maybe somebody in need, and you let us know, well, what can we do? How can we help this person out? Our phone number is 888-888-9976. Amanda is with us. Who are we calling in for, Amanda? Talk to us.
Okay, his name is Richard. I'm a single parent of three young boys, so he comes to read to us every day.
Wow. He comes to read to your family every day?
Yes, he does. We just love him. He's brought me closer to God, and he's just a very special person. He doesn't have any children. He's 76 years old. He battled prostate cancer last year, and it's come back again.
Hmm.
Me and my children love him so much, and we are so thankful to God that we have him in our life, and he's just a very special person. But I just would like to nominate him as one of the greatest neighbors I've ever had in my life.
Wow, that's impressive.
Sweet, yeah.
So what is it that you'd like to do for him?
I think maybe like a dinner would be nice. Besides, you know, family. He says me and my children are his family.
Oh, wow. So maybe a dinner out to a really nice restaurant.
Yes, I think that would be great.
Oh, well, that would be cool. Sounds like a great guy.
Yeah.
I don't want him to read to me. Well, how about you? Maybe you want to help out Richard. You can give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Or is there an unsung hero that you know about? What have they done in your life? Let us know about him. 888-888-9976.
It's good news.
So do you have good news? We got to hear your story. Call us now at 888-888-9976. Melissa's with us. Tell us what happened.
I am a high risk for breast cancer, and I have to get tested every 6 months. So I went and had what's called an MRI mammogram.
Uh-huh.
And didn't hear back from them. And I've gone through this once before with being diagnosed with breast cancer, and they call you right away. A week later, I opened an envelope from the doctor's office.
Okay.
So it said there was a mass.
Mm.
So it was a whole week later, and you think everything is okay, and then you find out everything's not okay.
Right.
I had to wait from the time I was notified 2.5 weeks because they're booked and they're not able to get me in, and that's just as scary. You just have to wait. You just have to wait.
And I'm sure this entire time it's not the best feeling in the world to wonder whether or not you got cancer.
No, because it's bigger than what it was last time, and I get tested every 6 months, so something this big grew in just 6 months. That's really freaking me out.
Yeah.
So I had the biopsy on Tuesday, and Wednesday they called and they said it's not cancer.
Oh, good.
So as soon as they said that, just this incredible weight left me. But at the same moment, a different weight came. But it was the best weight in the world because it's the weight of God hugging you.
Wow.
So, always go get your tests. And if you don't hear back, call them, because I would rather be told 50 times in a row there's nothing there. You don't have to keep calling us than to open up an envelope and find out everything's about to change.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very good that all it is atypical. I can take atypical. I can take cancer too, but I can take atypical any day. So thank you guys.
Hope you've recovered from Super Bowl. Hope you don't have a headache. Somebody sent this to us.
Oh, this is adorable. The other day I had a migraine and my 9-year-old said he would do some chores so I could rest. After he cleaned the litter box, unloaded the dishwasher, and took out the trash, he came in and said, "You need to get better quick because being a mom is too hard for me." She said, "Sometimes that's just the validation you need."
You need to get better quick because being a mom is too hard.
It is hard.
Oh, wow.
So hard.
You know, that reminds me of when I was a kid and we would clean the house top to bottom because someone's coming over.
Oh, yeah.
The grandparents are coming over.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that is indelible in my brain. It was grandma and grandpa that were coming. And I remember piping up as a little kid saying, "When I get older, I am not going to do this." And when my mom comes to visit, what do?
You clean the house from top to bottom.
Oh, it did not work out.
Oh.
I'm still doing it. Hey, good morning. We are Kenkel Fritz and Friends. Sally's here.
Good morning.
Misty is here.
Hello.
I'm that Kenkel Fritz guy. Now, Misty, you found something that was interesting regarding schools.
Yeah. So it was kind of a joke. It was like, you know, "Hey, how do I do my taxes?" And the school says, "You hush and you square dance." Which I do remember a heavy emphasis on square dancing in elementary school.
Yes.
You're right.
Yeah.
There was a lot of that in gym or PE class.
We did it in the classroom, too.
In class?
Yeah, I remember coming back after a field trip and they were like, "Let's just square dance the rest of the day." We were like, "Okay."
Fine.
I mean, I remember, I'm trying to remember, do-si-do, that's where you had your arms crossed. Oh, yeah. And you kind of walked around someone, and then there's, what else was there?
Promenade home.
Promenade, that's where you walked with someone somewhere, right?
There's you just walked in a circle.
You walked in a circle.
Exactly. I never got home.
The right and left grand.
Oh.
Grand, I don't know what was grand, yeah. But you were doing
somebody
it left
paid
and right.
Attention in square dancing.
Yeah, I guess they considered square dancing to be a physical activity. Is
maybe
that what we're thinking of here?
I don't know. We also did something that I really liked called tininkling.
What?
Where it was tininkling, and it's like the two poles, and you like, I don't know how to explain it. You like click them together and jump through them.
Yes.
It's kind of like a weird jump rope sort of thing.
Yes, it's coming back to me, and you bang them on the floor,
yes.
And then you had partners. And
yes, and I
patterns.
Am not a coordinated person, but I was really, I could tininkle.
I was still tinkling and didn't even know it.
They were like, "You watch that girl tininkle. Look at Misty tininkle."
Okay, have you ever done that before? 888-888-9976 if you want to chime in about screen dancing. Because here's the thing, guys. I am untininkled. I've never... No.
You're missing out.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, my goodness. I loved it. I remember we had one of those little shows that you put on in fifth grade, and I was so good at tininkling that I was one of the four, like, groups, or they selected eight kids, and I was partnered up with Victor, and he was really good at tininkling, too, and the night of, he did not show up, and they paired me up with Sharon, and she messed up our tininkling routine.
All right.
And
no,
I'm still
Sharon.
A little upset. Come
okay.
on, Sharon.
If you have tininkled, 888-888-9976.
I did, apparently, without knowing it.
I'm now having a hard time taking anybody seriously.
I didn't make the word up. That's just what it's called.
That sounds funny.
I don't know, Misty.
We were talking about square dancing and things like that earlier. And Misty, you brought up a term I have never, ever heard before. Can
mm-hmm.
you give the term, please?
Tininkling.
Tininkling.
Mm-hmm.
Describe it.
It's so it's these bamboo sticks that rest on this, like, I don't know what to call it, a little platform, and you click them together. It's kind of like a jump rope sort of situation, and you jump through the the sticks, the bamboo sticks, or in our case, they were plastic. Yeah.
And this was called teninkling.
Teninkling. Mm-hmm.
It's a very strange word.
I didn't
Lots
name it.
Lots of fun.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Family Life Radio. Hello.
I have teninkled.
That just sounded funny. Just say that.
It sounds like it's the true confession hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so fun, isn't it?
Yes. We called it teninkling. We did it in PE class, and then we also did demonstrations of it. I was in fifth grade.
Fifth grade. So maybe fifth grade is the time when you might teninkle.
Yes.
Okay.
And I remember the music. The music went da 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 da.
Yes!
That is exactly it! The same music, huh?
Yeah.
We did that one and we did the da 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 da. It's kind of just like that kind of cadence, yeah. Is really good for teninkling.
So you can do the rhythm.
Yes.
Yes, you have to clap the boards to a certain rhythm so that people can move in and out of them. Yeah, it was fun. I haven't thought of teninkling in years, but I'm glad I'm thinking of it today. It brings back good memories.
Right, forget pickleball. Let's start up a teninkling place. Let's all teninkle together.
We could open up a storefront called Teninkling Time.
I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart today.
Hey, what's bringing you joy today? We want to hear it. 888-888-9976. Dusty is with us. Tell us your story.
Your radio station is really encouraging every day to me. I've had like a lot of stuff going on in my life here lately. All my family members have passed away, and I never really felt like God was real until I got into some trouble and I had to go to this program, and it was like a discipleship treatment, and they taught me more about God. But here recently, he's been showing up a lot in my life, like instantly. I DoorDash a lot to make extra money.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be like, okay, today's going to be a $200 day. And then boom, $200 and some.
Hey.
Right. Wow. And then I'll be like, okay, I'm getting tired. Two more orders of like $15. And then boom, two orders will come in and then I'll be able to go home.
Nice.
That's fun.
It's the prayer requests.
Exactly.
It's just really touching every time we listen to your radio station.
Wow. Well, I'm so glad the station is ministering to you.
Yeah.
So what we need you to do is next time we're having our fundraiser, to say, all right, God, $1 million more. David is with us. What's on your mind?
There's some type of shift that's happened in me, and I'm not the same person I used to be a few years ago.
Wow.
I've got addiction to alcoholism. And now, like, I'm getting hammered everywhere I go. And I've got to get help for it, I know. I've tried to get help for it.
Have you tried Alcoholics Anonymous?
I feel like a total outcast in there.
Have you tried Celebrate Recovery?
I want to, but, I mean, then there's the issue of me getting off so late in the evening and having to come home and do my normal routine and preparing for the next. I'm trying to find a balance in this. Right now, I don't know where the balance can be found.
Mm.
I don't know, except for the Father, and I keep throwing it up to Him, and I'm not getting anything. I've asked the Holy Spirit to come down and, like, what am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to be? What job am I supposed to be in? It's like I'm empty inside. I'm spent, and I'm 55. I'm wore out. I'm wore out when I get home in the evening. I mean, am I the only one going through this? Because I feel like I am.
No. No.
I can't live like this anymore. And I tell myself that I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. Now I'm like 4 days sober, and I don't want to be this person.
You know what? 4 days sober is a big accomplishment. You said
That's
that like,
huge.
Yeah, you said that like it's not, it's just 4 days, but 4 days is a really big deal. And if you can celebrate every single day and realize the huge steps that you took to get there, like that is not a small feat. That's a really big deal. And I'm super proud of you. That's awesome.
Yeah, because it's a battle.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. Life is a battle.
Well, David, hold on here. We're going to try to see if we can get you some help. Celebrate Recovery is a great program.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah. Hey, if you ever want to talk or pray, need someone to pray with you, 888-888-9976. If you think about it today, pray for David. He'd appreciate that.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.